This is Dr. Masood Shah, dictating patient's name is Jack Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, Jack, J-A-C-K. Date of birth is 9/6/1929. Date of service is 1/3/2022. Mr. Kelly is a very pleasant ...92-year-old male with history of lymphoma, chronic urinary tract infection, history of ESBL infection, history of C. difficile. Was admitted to the hospital. With fever and chest pain. His urine cultures did grow ESBL capsula. He was treated with ertapenem. Also, he had CTA chest, did not show any pulmonary embolism, did show pleural effusion. His EF was normal, had an echocardiogram done. He had his CT abdomen and pelvis, which did show mildly enlarged hilar and subclinal nodes, also innumerable loosened lesions throughout the osseous structures, consistent with metastatic disease. He was admitted back to Willows. At the present time, he's laying in his bed, somewhat moaning, complaints of pain in his back. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, he denies any nausea, no vomiting. He had a discussion with family. Family has, as well as a patient with hospice, and patient has been enrolled into hospice. At the present time, complaints of pain in his back. He seems weak, denies any other complaints. On examination, on examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities. No edema. Impression. Number one, metastatic renal cell cancer. Next, secondary mets to the bone. Next, ESBL UTI. Next, chronic C. diff colitis. Next, history of hypoxic respiratory failure. Next, bilateral pleural effusions. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, patients admit to the Willows. Hospice has been consulted. He has been enrolled into hospice. We'll try to keep him comfortable, continue current medications. We'll monitor his progress. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, we'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Clifford Lush, L-U-S-H, Clifford, C-L-I-F-F-O-R-D. Date of birth is 9/26/1953. Date of service is 1/3/2022. Mr. Lush is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He's sitting up in the chair. He says that he's doing well. He says to ask him about in the evening. He denies any complaints of chest pain. Over the weekend, he has a couple of falls. He tries to transfer himself. He was somewhat confused also. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, he denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs were clear, auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities. No edema impression, number 1 metabolic encephalopathy, next Parkinson's disease, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next recurrent falls, next degenerative joint disease, next anxiety. Treatment plan, discuss with the patient about his symptoms, we'll have repeat labs done, also UNC NS will be checked. He was encouraged to call the nurse before he ambulates himself. We'll use Xanax as needed at night time. We'll continue other medications. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Deborah Ziegler, Ziegler. Deborah, Debra. Date of birth is 8/9/1954. Date of service is 1/3/2022. Mr. Ziegler is seen in his room today. Ms. Ziegler is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. She is sitting up in her chair. She said that she's doing better. Her pain is improved. She's taking one pain pill every 6 hours. She's been on the antibiotics. She's following up with ortho. She also has an appointment with infectious disease next week. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation. No rills. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft. Non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression. Left hip prosthetic infection. Status post spacer device. Next history of asthma. Next left leg cellulitis. Next history of Candida albicans infections, next history of asthma, next DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing better, will continue current medication. She is following up with ortho this week and with infectious disease next week, continue with routine blood draws. We'll fax report to the infectious disease office. We'll continue other medications. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Terry Devlin, Devlin, Terry, Terry. Date of birth is 3/18/1942. Date of service is 1/3/2022. Mr. Devlin is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He's laying in his bed, somewhat sleepy. He's just waking up. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft. Non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Left heel. Partial thickness wound. Impression, number 1. COPD, next coronary artery disease, next history of congestive heart failure, next atrial fibrillation, next carotid stenosis, next history of CVA, next diabetes mellitus, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next left hip, next left heel wound, next anxiety slight depression, next DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. He seems to be doing well, has been stable. Wound care is following. with dressing changes, will continue current medications, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Francis Davis, D-A-V-I-S, Francis, F-R-A-N-C-E-S. Date of birth is 12/26/1936. Date of service is 1/3/2022. Miss Davis is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. She seems to be doing well. She did have some yeast infection under her breast. She was complaining of itching, otherwise she has been doing well. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting. She does get confused at times, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was diminished breath sounds in the basis, no wheezing, abdomen, no rails, abdomen was soft, non-tender, all sounds were positive, extremities, chronic changes. Impression number one, COPD, next congestive heart failure, next history pulmonary embolism, next pulmonary hypertension, next DJD, next history of C. diff colitis. Treatment plan, discuss the patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing well, will continue current medications, continue incentive spirometry, monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.